What's up, guys? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani, and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. So the situation has improved quite a lot over here, and the waterlogging has almost gone. The trains are fully functional, and looks like we can resume life normally from tomorrow. So much US Open action today, and so many football transfers to take you all through. But first, I'll begin with
the top story of the day.
And that is that Bangladesh have, for the first time ever, beaten Australia in a test match. Bangladesh won by 20 runs. However, the closeness of this result doesn't tell you the entire story. Australia were cruising at one stage, needing about 120 to win, with 8 wickets in hand. And Warner and Stephen Smith looked quite comfortable, and it looked like Australia would win quite comfortably. But then, the Bangladeshi spinners spun the game around, and Saqib Al Hasan, Mehdi Hasan, and Tajul Islam won the match for Bangladesh. Of course, there is the second test match, so Australia haven't lost the series, but they can only square the series now. But I'm sure Bangladesh must be more than delighted with this victory. Great job, Bangladesh. Moving on to the football transfers of the day, I'll take you all through the transfers chronologically. So, until yesterday, it looked like that Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain would be a Chelsea player, but today, suddenly, he's now edging towards Liverpool, and this was mainly because at Chelsea, he felt he would be played at the wing-back position, the same position he's being played right now at Arsenal, but he's not comfortable there, and he sees himself as a central player so that he can get involved in the play more. Then Danny Drinkwater submitted a transfer request at Leicester City. Borussia Dortmund have signed Jeremy Tolgin from Hoffenheim, and this is a 5-year deal. Then what else do we have? Felix Paslak has signed a 4-year deal at Dortmund and has joined Hoffenheim on a 2-year loan deal. A 2-year loan deal is something you don't see a lot these days. Then what else do we have? Hull City have signed Jackson Irvine for around £2 million from Burton, and he has signed a 3-year deal. Talking about a few loan deals, Amen Abdennour has been unveiled at Marseille today, and he has joined on a season-long loan from Valencia. Benedict Havardes has completed a loan deal, a season-long loan, to Juventus. Then, this one hasn't been confirmed yet, although it is pretty close, but this is huge. Renato Sanchez is almost a Swansea City player. He's going to be signing on loan for the season, but the pedigree of this player is so high that I couldn't stop myself from talking about this player, even though it's just a rumor as of now. But I think it's going to be done by tomorrow. Definitely has to be, since tomorrow's deadline day. West Brom have signed Grzegorz Kurzawacz from PSG on a season-long loan. That's all with the loan deals. Another signing that West Brom made earlier today was Kieran Gibbs from Arsenal. He signed for £7 million on a 4-year deal. Moving on to the US Open, a lot of matches were played today. That was mainly because of the rain yesterday. So the second round matches, which were scheduled to be played yesterday, were played today. And here are some of the key results. I'll talk about the matches that I was watching first, since those are fresh in my mind. Juan Martin Del Potro has beaten Henrik Lakkonen in straight sets 6-4, 7-6, 7-6. Although it was a straight sets victory, it was in no way easy for Del Potro. Lakkonen gave him a really tough fight, and it's the first time I've watched Lakkonen play, and I wasn't disappointed. He's definitely one to watch out for in the future. Then in the other game I was watching, Nick Kyrgios was beaten by fellow countryman John Millman in 4 sets. Although that is a shock result, Nick Kyrgios actually had an injury. Somewhere around the second set, or in the third set, I don't remember exactly now, he was holding his right shoulder and he didn't quite recover from that injury. And I guess he just played it out because it was against a fellow Aussieman, so he didn't want to retire midway. Credit to Kyrgios for that. However, of course, the 14th seed is now out. Then moving to the other crucial results of the day, Gael Monfils also beat fellow countryman Jeremy Chardy in straight sets. Dimitrov also won in straight sets. Berdych won in straight sets. And Fabio Fognini, this one's a shock. He lost to his countryman Travaglia in 4 sets, 4-6, 6-7, 6-3, and 0-6. David Goffin won in 4 sets against Julian Benetau. Feliciano Lopez's match is currently going on, and he's won the first 2 sets, and the third set score is 3-2. Moving on to the women's results. Not a lot over here, but the big news is that Eugene Bouchard has lost in straight sets, 7-6, 6-1, to Elena Rodina, a Russian. It's funny how Bouchard was just a few years back touted as one of the next best players of the upcoming generation, and now she can't even get past the first round of the French Open against a nobody. No offense to Rodina, but I've not heard of her until today. That clearly shows how much Bouchard's game has suffered over the last few years. Maria Sharapova is going to be playing in the next few minutes, so I'm really excited to watch her play again. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back tomorrow with a lot of transfer news because tomorrow is deadline day. Yalla bye.